Come into a comfortable posture. And we'll come into classic meditation on universal, all-pervading love, metta, benevolence, loving kindness. Beginning by setting up the body in a way that's comfortable. For loving kindness practice, it's really helpful for us to be not struggling against too much discomfort, but also staying bright in a posture that encourages the movement of energy through the whole body. So if sitting upright is a posture that you practice in, finding a comfortable upright seat with the knees supported if you're cross-legged, or if you're in a chair with the feet on the floor. Connecting with presence, with being here now, whatever moment in the day it is for you. Setting aside the work and connections of the day before this moment and those that will come after. We rest into the nourishing space of stillness, connection with ourselves in this moment. And letting the face relax. Letting the neck and shoulders relax. And letting the chest and diaphragm and the heart space relax. Rest back toward the wall behind you. Breathing, softening with each breath. Letting the belly relax. Really sending the intention to soften down through the front of the belly. Into the bowl of the hips, swirling between the hips and the sit bones down to the root of the body. Held by the great bowl of the pelvis. And the legs in their posture, offering stability, rootedness. Relaxing through the hips and legs and feet. Beginning with the sense of the whole body arriving, breath rising and falling through the whole body. You may take a few deeper breaths, holding in attention the posture of the body. Be aware of sensation through the limbs, all the way out through the front and back of the body, both sides, above and below. And breathing into that whole space. And we encourage or allow or invite this breath that touches and moves the whole body to be permeated with kindness, benevolence, friendliness toward ourselves, toward the full range of experience sitting here right now, breathing love and acceptance into all the cells of the body. We invoke this feeling that's also an intention to be kind and to feel the feelings of kindness, warmth of heart, friendliness. How do we do this? If it's not immediately apparent that you are good and worthy of love, then maybe you remind yourself of some of your good qualities or some good things you've done lately or of your intention, so sincere in the heart to practice and find freedom, to be kind to others and ourselves. You just find that which is good, that which longs to be happy. And we send it love, trusting ourselves, kind toward ourselves, forgiving. It's okay. All the mistakes, it's okay. Sometimes before we can fully enter into loving kindness practice, forgiveness, self-compassion, all working toward this very simple acceptance of ourselves as we are right now. So imperfect, but sincere and on the path, and that's enough. Finding that kindness for ourselves in whatever way works. Feeling toward that as we breathe into the whole body. Once we have a basic, grounded sense, even a glimmer of a sense of kindness for ourselves, we can play with the practice of inviting the quality of love, loving kindness, to grow, to sustain and deepen, by inviting it to do so, using short phrases repeated in the heart, like a silent prayer, not a prayer to any kind of God or divine force, but a magic spell that works because the spell itself invokes a feeling, and feelings that are repeatedly invoked again and again, repeatedly thought about, invited, felt into, become stronger and more frequent in our lives. So the metta phrases, or loving kindness phrases, are usually done in sets of four. I'll repeat a traditional version of these phrases, with space in between for you to repeat the phrase or say your own. I'll say the phrases just a couple times around, and then you can continue using the same phrases or change them to make them more resonant for you. They are a blessing for safety, happiness, strength, and ease in our lives. And it's helpful to keep it simple. They're not a wish for liberation. They're not a wish for resilience or the end of suffering. They really are very simple. May you be well. May you be at ease is the quintessential phrase. So here are four traditional versions of the metta phrases. May I be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. May I live with ease and well-being. I'll say them once more. May I be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong in body and mind. May I live with ease and well-being. And continue repeating phrases directed toward ourselves a few times around, staying with the feeling of kindness, friendliness, uncomplicated caring for this one who sits right here in your seat. finishing the round of phrases that you're on, and directing loving kindness to yourself. And we'll move to directing loving kindness to someone we care for personally. Generally, the suggestion is not to use a partner or spouse or lover or child or family member necessarily, because the relationships are complex and it can be hard to feel the clean, simple love that is metta. So you might choose someone who is traditionally a teacher or benefactor, or a good friend with whom you share an uncomplicated relationship. But if you want, this being Valentine's Day and all, if you want to choose someone who is closer to you in your heart, in perhaps a more complicated way, feel free. And we'll bring this person to mind, teacher, benefactor, close friend. And we'll send our wish for well-being to them, feeling our love for them, filling the body and the breath. May you be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong in body and mind. May you live with ease and well-being. I'm repeating the phrases for this person in the heart, seeing their image, feeling your love for them. We'll skip tonight a few categories, but the heart of the work of loving kindness is to figure out how to shift our heart's natural kindness out of the realm of the personal, those beings we know intimately, whether ourselves or someone else, to the realm of other beings, people and beings who are neutral to us, beings who are difficult for us, and eventually all beings everywhere. So we'll do just one step more tonight to what's called the neutral person, because this is really the core shift in loving kindness, away from the interpersonal love into an impersonal or universal love. Bring to mind someone, anyone, who you can bring up an image of in your mind, who you don't really know. They're neither attractive to you nor repulsive. You're not drawn to them particularly or aversive to them. So you might just think of someone you saw today, who didn't really catch your attention, but you noticed them for a moment, just doing their thing somewhere. And turn the heat lamp of the heart toward this person, not trying to make contact with them psychically in any way, just knowing that they're a person like you and like those you love. They long for safety, happiness, strength, and ease. And wouldn't it be lovely for them to find it? And so we'll send our metta phrases and a feeling of kindness to them. May you be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong in body and mind. May you live with ease and well-being. And I'll say the phrases once more for this person. May you be safe from harm of all kinds, inner and outer. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong in body and mind. May you live with ease and well-being. As we finish our sitting with a bit of silence, you can continue with the phrases or drop back just into the sense of the loving body, breathing through the full expanse of sensation and energy that surrounds the heart. Resting into the felt sense of wishing all beings everywhere happiness and ease, always. Arahang Samma Sambundo Bhagava Bundang Bhagavantang Abhivadami. Svakatom Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supadipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami.